our bigs need to touch the ball more. Now, last night they collectively go 9 for 13 from the field, had 21 rebounds. And, you know, I think our perimeter players are at a point where they have to trust them just a little bit more. And, you know, when it goes in, they don't have to shoot it every time, but they also need to be good passers, which all of them are. All four of our post players are good passers. So something that we've tried to make a point of emphasis, I thought in the first half, we did a great job of that. And we just need to keep helping those young guys develop, you know. Outside of Jordan, they're all freshmen, so it's part of their development. But they got to have the ball in their hands to develop. So we got to get it to them a little bit more.
How is Tyler doing today?
He's a little better, but, you know, he was pretty sick last night, obviously, so we held him out today and probably will tomorrow, too. Just, you know, I think he needs two more full days of rest. Hopefully he can be where he can play on Saturday. So he's a little better today, but he still wasn't very good.
Are you saying hopefully?
He's not going to practice today. Well, he didn't today and probably not tomorrow. So I think at this point, not sure. You know, I'm hopeful that he's ready to go by Saturday. I thought he played really good in the first half, and we really needed him in the second half last night, too. And so hopefully he's ready to go Saturday.
I asked you about your base because, in theory, mm-hmm. I mean, Duke's strength is not their interior or their size. That would give you probably an advantage on Saturday, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, again, our young guys, they're good, and they need to have the ball in their hands some. And so I think it's a matter of us emphasizing that to go in some. I think if our bigs can score a little more, it opens up things on the perimeter more. But I think whether it's Duke or whether it's Wake Forest, I think for our team to develop into the best we can become, our big guys have got to develop, and we have to get them the ball to help them, you know, along their way.
Obviously, it's not exactly the same, but it's the UCLA stuff. When you play a zone, do the principles still apply, or is that why you kind of get a little discombobulated?
Yeah, not really. It's more against the man-to-man offense. But I watched the tape today pretty closely, and I liked most of the shots we had against the zone. I thought there was a couple that were quick, and then we turned it over a couple times. But, boy, Ralston had some good shots. Cat had a couple good ones at the top of the key. We had some good shots. We just didn't make them. And, you know, those are shots when you're playing against a zone defense that, you know, you have to take. You can't turn down, you know, great looks over and over and over again and be successful. So I thought we attacked their zone, you know, pretty well. Obviously, when you make shots, you know, everything looks good. So when you're not making shots, you feel like you're not executing very well. But I thought we actually executed okay against it.
Coach, in conference play, and especially when you have so many games in so few days as you have right now, how important is it to have short memory?
Well, I think, you know, what you have to remember is it's a long grind of a season in the league. There are no easy games. I'm not sure there are easy games for anybody. So you got to win or lose, you got to be able to put it behind you pretty quick. And, you know, it's like our team today. We've got to bounce back again and have great spirit and make sure that we're in a great frame of mind. I think if you don't, you can find yourself in a hole pretty quick. We don't want to do that. So I think our guys are going to be fine. They bounced back today, had a good spirit today. We're going to see how we are tomorrow. We're ready to go play Saturday.
Coach, what is probably the main thing that you would tell your team about playing over at Duke? Because there's a couple times that, you know, almost, you got what wins on.
It's a key word, almost. We just need to play our best, regardless of where we're playing. Obviously, Duke is a tough place to play. You know, there's great history. You know, young guys will be excited about playing at Cameron Indoor. I think they'll be fired up.
I just wanted to ask you a little about TJ. Mm-hmm. What was the first time you saw him play in high school?
Well, you got to remember now, with me, I was out of coaching. So that group, that year, I hadn't seen any of them around the country. And if you remember back that year, you guys don't know all this, but I took the job early April. That particular year, there was no April recruiting. So I didn't see any of those kids until July. So I had been here for 3 months before I'd watched any of them. So my first time to really watch TJ was up at the LeBron camp. I think it was in Akron, Ohio. It was the first days we were allowed out. And, you know, so I had to catch up with that group pretty quick.
Right. What stood out from the first minute you saw him?
His ability to score the ball. I think, you know, I watched him play every game in that weekend and then throughout the summer. And he just scored the basketball every game. From so many different ways, that jumps out at you pretty quick.
It makes it look easy, you know, in a variety of ways. I mean, is that just something that's somewhat natural? You have a natural, ability to do it. Do you learn that? How do you explain it?
I don't know how to explain it because some players are like that, and I've had few players like him that can score so many different ways. And that's the one thing I tell people, even guys at the next level, when I talk to pro guys, you know. Very few guys can make every shot. What I mean by that is it's a floater, it's a short corner shot, it's a free throw shot, it's a three, it's a finishes in the break, he makes a foul shot, he gets an offensive tip in. You know, there's so many different ways that the guy ends up getting his baskets, and not a lot of players do that. Not a lot of players can do that. So I think he's unique in that regard. You know, I don't know. I'm sure his father did a great job teaching him. I think he's a guy that's played a million pickup games in his life. You know, he's been around the gym his whole life and figured it out, so he's good with that.
How do you think he's handled the emphasis that he gets from defenses? Where we talked before coming into the year, it's a lot different than last year.
I think it's been good. Hasn't been great. He and I both want it to be great. I think he's done a good job. There's no question with that. Teams are keying on him, I think. Now he's got the best defender on him. He's got a game plan sometimes that's keyed around stopping him. So he's done a good job. We just got to get it to another level. But he's used to it, and he's got to be better, you know, moving without the basketball, setting his man up, coming off screens, you know, all those type things. Because everything raises up to another level because the emphasis so much is on him. He could hide sometimes last year and sneak behind the defense and get some baskets.